You're listening to the Rhythm of the Campus, Tux FM.
We are chatting to Thulari Matlaba, and Thulari Matlaba is the brand manager for the Inscape Education Group. And like I've been, you know, alluding for the last half an hour, you know, for us, we're just trying to unpack the question whether education today is preparing youth for the future of work. And Thulari Matlaba is really going to get us through how Inscape Design School is doing this for us and, you know, just assist us in trying to unpack this question. Mr. Thulari Matlaba, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you for introducing me. But if I can just make one correction, we're not Inscape Design School, we're Inscape Education Group.
Oh, I see, and I apologize for that. I really do apologize for that.
No worries.
Cool. So I want to ask you, what is the future of work, and where does Inscape believe it offers learners opportunities in that future?
So, I mean, as we've seen over the last, you know, 2 years more than anything, the future of work is a connected one, right? It's mobile. It's the ability to, you know, across sectors to be able to apply your trade or your skill really anywhere you are. It's also about the individual's ability to grow into fields of work that, you know, are developing as we are running, right? And the ability to also figure out how to fit into those new career paths, or if you're entrepreneurially minded, how to, you know, capitalize on new developments and new trends in industries. You know, it's about continuous learning, and depending on which, you know, report you read and where you're finding your sources of information, the future of work is one of a hybrid economy where a young person, and by then a mature or maturing worker, you know, you can be both a designer and a finance specialist and an architect and a carpenter, and all of that work together within a business for yourself or with others to, you know, make impact, create jobs, develop wealth.
So what are your future fit qualifications?
So, you know, in 1981, when Inscape was established, it was established as the first creative and multidisciplinary design institution, right? And one of the things we've always been driven to do since our initial conception, where we had qualifications in interior design and graphic design, is always build on our course offering so that young people can always be on the cutting edge, that study with us can be on the cutting edge of what is happening. So some of those future fit qualifications include digital marketing and communication, ideation design, as well as an advanced diploma in UX design. So, for example, the ideation design, right, is a Bachelor of Design degree, and it involves design research, you know, the understanding of processes and systems. It requires an individual with empathy and understanding. Again, when we speak about the future of work, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, sees the skills that are in need for that future of work as collaboration, critical thinking, communication, you know, and qualifications, that, again, that we offer within the degree sphere in digital marketing and comms and in ideation design. Speak to that. It's about data. It's about information. It's about taking that information and data and making it palatable for people to understand it and for people to consume it and then use it for impact in business. So all of these future fit things that we talk about must have impact in our economy, in our communities, and in business.
So obviously COVID has also kind of changed the way that we do things, and I'm interested to find out how Inscape, you know, responded to the restrictions brought about by the lockdown.
So in the 5 years prior to COVID and lockdown, Inscape was on a very deliberate mission to digitize learning in the institution. So to make sure that from courseware to software to anything that a student might need for their learning to take place, that students must be able to access it online anywhere at any time. So our students in general all have laptops. So whether I'm using my phone to read notes quickly or my laptop or a tablet, everything must be digitized and readily available. So actually 2 weeks prior to the president's initial lockdown of the country, our students were already working from home. You know, our lecturers were already lecturing online through systems like Teams. So we prepared ourselves not knowing the future, but believing that the future was online. And those, you know, that preparation bore us some really amazing fruit. I mean, a simple example is we have this thing called course pass rate, right, where we measure the amount of students that are passing you know, semester on semester, year on year. Mm. And for example, last year during lockdown, you know, in the first semester of tertiary learning, we had a 2% increase in course pass rate. Mm. So we didn't even see a decrease because, yes, while all the things of lockdown were happening and the stresses, students had already become accustomed to the idea that my material is online. The only thing that changed was the interaction. Yeah. And once our lecturers got into that groove, we saw that our students, again, you couldn't go anywhere with young people. You guys couldn't go clubbing and all of that stuff. Mm. So you woke up at 6 in the morning and you jumped onto your book. So we actually saw an increase in pass rates.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, how could one actually enroll into Inscape?
Look, as you would enroll at any institution,
yeah.
Visit our website and see the courses across our degrees, diplomas, and higher certificates that we have available. Often the perception from young people and from their parents and families and friends and their networks is that to study a Bachelor of Design, a design-related qualification, that you had to have done art or EGP at school.
Mm.
No, we don't play that game. At Inscape, as long as you have the requisite pass level, so if you finish matric and you've got degree bachelor's entry, you can do a bachelor's program at Inscape. The only qualification at a degree level that we have that has restrictions is digital marketing and communications, because it requires that you pass English as a first language, right? Because that's the space you're going to play in communications. But for our Bachelor of Design programs, as long as you've got a bachelor pass, you can enter in there. And we believe at Inscape that we can take a young person through the journey of developing their skills in the design process in order to, you know, to apply that across a multidisciplinary design focus.
That sounds amazing. And right now, applications are open for matriculants, right?
Yes, they are open for February 2022. That is when we hope, or March 2022, when we hope to go back to classes for next year. Yes, but currently, right now, students can go online.
Cool.
They can apply. Yeah.
That sounds super exciting. Lastly, you know, what are some of the success stories that Inscape has to share?
Yeah, so I mean, we've got some really cool ones, and I'll reflect, for example, over the last 5 years. In 2017, we partnered with Standard Bank, and actually, if you got a student achievement bank card in 2017, it was an Inscape student design. Our graphic design students designed those, and for about a year and a half to 2 years, any design you saw on those cards came from our students. For example, this year, Inscape became the Ellen MacArthur Foundation's second African profile institution.
Wow.
Right? There are over 54 institutions around the world, universities and private institutions like ourselves that are profiled, and we are only the second one from the continent, which is really cool because it's opening up our students to the world of circular economy and circular design and partnerships with universities around the world. We are currently the only institution that offers a higher certificate in architectural technology that is validated by SACAP, the South African Council for Architectural for the Architectural Profession, which is a big coup because historically it was the universities and UTs that were in that space. So not only are we the first to offer a high certificate in that regard, but it was among the private institutions the only one. And we've had really awesome projects with Tile Africa. We've had a really long and prosperous relationship with Dalgatex Flooring. We're constantly looking for partnerships as an institution. We're constantly working with industry because our motivation at the end of the day is to make sure that the time that you spend at Inscape truly prepares you to make an impact in industry, whether it's as an entrepreneur or in business or in the NGO sector, you know, within the social sector. And our students have really gone on around the world to study further, to work in industries, to start industries, and to lead them, and we're really proud of that.
Thank you so much. That sounds super, super exciting also. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. I wish I could actually right now leave the degree I'm doing and go to Inscape. Like, that is, that sounds super, super exciting. Yeah.
You're more than welcome, Jen. I think, look, I think it is the responsibility of any and every institution to ensure that we prepare young people for tomorrow. And I know it sounds highfalutin than in the air, but it really is. There are jobs that don't exist today that will exist tomorrow.
Yeah.
I, as a brand manager, work in the digital marketing space. 10 years ago, I would never thought of it. I would have just done a traditional marketing degree. But those degrees exist, and offshoots of them, as things are developing, mm-hmm. as the Teslas, electrifiers, and all of those things happen, are beginning to not only welcome young people, but within our country, those jobs are here. When we started the ideation degree, you couldn't see the word ideation anywhere. Go into LinkedIn, go into any of the job searches and type in ideation, and we're going to see that the world is changing. It's changing right now.
Yeah, that sounds super exciting. It's scary, but exciting. And if we're well prepared for that, then we'll be okay, right? Yeah, thank you so much for this conversation, Tular. It's been an amazing conversation. I really, really do appreciate it. And we at Tux FM also really, really do appreciate it. So again, thank you, and thank you again.
Cheers. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Tular Matlaban, and he's the brand manager for the InScape Education Group. And, you know, we are just trying to unpack the theme, which is education. Is education today preparing youth for the future of tomorrow? And we can clearly hear how InScape Design School is doing this. And I'm super, super excited. You know, I'm super, super excited for what they're doing right now and how they are growing the minds of youth. You're still tuned into Tux FM 107.2, and enjoy.
I love my life. I love Tux FM.